Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Iyun HaParsha series. We are holding Baruch Hashem in the last two Parshios in Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Vayakel and Parshas Pekudei. In the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, we are introduced to all of the materials that are required to fashion the Mishkan, the Klei HaMishkan, and the Bigdei Kehuna. Today, we are going to focus on the last aspect, the Bigdei Kehuna, specifically as it relates to one very critical and yusaitistic inyan. Emir Teshem, this inyan will take us to the Amkus HaYeshivas, a journey through Brisk, a journey through Lakewood, to the Shagas Aryeh and the Rogachover. Emir Teshem, we're set to Deshmaya, we will cover this inyan together. The Rambam, in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph, says, Bigdei Kehuna Mutar Lehanos Bahem. A Kohen is allowed to get benefit from the Bigdei Kehuna. Therefore, what? Lefikach loivshim b'yoyim avaydasai, v'afilu shalei b'shas avayda. If a Kohen takes a lunch break, he does not have to change into his regular clothing. He can keep on the Bigdei Kehuna even as he's eating a regular lunch on a regular Tuesday afternoon, except for one of the begadim, chutz mina avnet, except for the avnet, mipnei shehu shatnez. The avnet, of course, was created from tzemer epishtim, and therefore, even though he's allowed to wear all the other three bigdei kehuna when he's having his lunch break, but he must remove the avnet. Says the Ravid in the Hasagas, I disagree. Le'mechuvr mina gemara hachi, ela kol hayoyim motar b'mikdash. The entire day, he's allowed to wear the bigdei kehuna. He can even wear the avnet and he's sitting and having his regular lunch that has nothing to do with the avodah. This machlokes is actually brought in another place in the Rambam as well. In Hilchos Kelayim, in Perek Yud, the last halacha in Hilchos Kelayim, halacha Lamed Beis, says the Rambam, Maramaka number 2, Kaihanim shalavshu bigdei kehuna, shaloi b'shas avodah, afilu b'mikdash loikem mipnei ha'avnet. They get malchus if they're wearing the Bigdei Kehuna when it is not the Zman HaAvoida. Why are they like it? Because the Avnet has Shatnez. They're over the Isser of Shatnez. Says the Ravid over there as well. Omer Avraham Ta'a B'zeh. Sharei Amru B'yuma Perek Ba'loi Kayin Gadol. B'mikdash Afilu Shaloi B'shas Avoida. So the same machlekes the Rambam and Ravid in Klei HaMikdash is also the machlekes the Rambam and Ravid in the end of Hilchos Kelayim. What is the Hesber? How do we understand the Machlokes? What is the Nekuda, the hearts that the Ravid and the Rambam are arguing on? We're going to give two Mahalchim. One is the Shagas Aryeh, and two, we'll call it from base Brisk and base Lakewood, and we'll focus on that one a little more extensively. But the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Chaf Tes and in Simen Lamed gives a critical explanation for the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Says the Shagas Aryeh, it's tali in hutra or dechuya. We know, certainly, when the kohen is doing avoida, the avnet absolutely contains in it kelayim. Is that an isser of kelayim that's temporarily deferred? It's dechuya. Or there is no isser of kelayim, it's hutra, when it comes to the Bigdei Kehuna and the Avnet. We call Malkam nearly Rayer Brulich Oyer Ladas Harivid, that Filu Avnet the Kalayim Hu, Shari Shalai Bishasa Veda, the Hoyal Vahutter Kalayim Bigdei Kehuna Bishasa Veda, Shari the Gamre Afilu Shalai Bishasa Veda. It is in the category of Hutra. There is a total dispensation or suspension of the Isser of Kalayim as it relates to the Avnet, and therefore it is entirely Mutter the whole entire day. Says the Shagas Aryeh in Marmokah number 4, which is really the same tshuva, it also would relate to Kelayim B'tzitzis for a minute. How do you understand Kelayim B'tzitzis? Is it Hutra or is it Dechuya? Says the Shagas Aryeh and Nafkamina, if it's Hutra, would mean even by women, or even in a borrowed talis where there's no Chiyuv, it still would have a din of Hutra. So the lumdus of Hutra is that you don't need the mitzvah to be active. It just has to be the matzav or the cheftza of the mitzvah. That is enough to not have any iser. Comes out of the Shagas Aryeh, obviously the Rambam would hold. It's in the category of dechuya. It's only dechuya kozman, you're doing the mitzvah. If you're not doing the mitzvah, then it's going to be aser. So the first mahalach to understand the machlekes Rambam Ravid is hutra or dechuya. There's another mahalach, though, which we'll call from the base brisk and the base lakewood, brought from the base halevi and from Rodoiv Schwartzman, the son-in-law of Reb Aaron Cutler. Says the Olam like this. We know the Rambam holds, Shalei b'shas avoida, it's going to be aser. We know the Ravid says, b'shas avoida, it is mutter. The question is, how do we view the wearing of the Bigdei Kahuna when he's not doing avoida? Is that in and of itself a kiyum mitzvah? Or is it really a cessation and a termination of the mitzvah? When you're doing the avoida, of course, there's a mitzvah to wear the Bigdei Kahuna. Is it a hechsher? Is it a full mitzvah? Not for an amachis, bahag and rambam. But definitely, when you're doing avoida, a kohen has to wear the Bigdei Kahuna. What about when he's not doing avoida? Is there still a kiyum, a fulfillment of something, when he's not doing avoida? Brought from the Beis Halevi, brought from Rodoy Schwartzman, that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Let's see it from the Lashon of Beis Halevi, Mamlaka number 5, quoted from one of the Enoklach, V'nira sheshorish hadavar hu shekilayim hutru shalei b'shas avoida rak mipnei, why? Sheish kiyum be'etzem halavisha. There's a kiyum when you're wearing the Bigdei Kahuna of a mitzvah's Bigdei Kahuna. So of course, even from not doing avoida, even extrinsic to the avoida, there's a kiyum mitzvah. The Rambam will learn, no. The only mitzvah is when you're actually doing the avoida. Says Rado Shortzman, Vahu Marmaka number 6, that Rambam Svirle Shebishas She'ein Lekayin Avoida Lefonav Shemutelos Alav Lasoisa Eina Nikr Mechuyu Ba'avoida V'eina Mekayim HaMitzvah Delevishas Begadol Miskayin La'avoida V'lechein Lehutr Lilboish Kelayim Bigdei Kahuna Ela B'yom Shemut Alav La'avoid V'esh Lav Chayves Avoida Aval Arayvet Svirle Tekol Shehu Bizman Avoida. Even if I'm not doing avoida right now, but it's the zman of the avoida, ha mitzvah shalavish is Bigdei Kahuna kedei sheyiroi la'avoid bein im yesh avoida bein im lav, and therefore it's always going to be mutter. So we have from the Beis Halevi, we have from Doy Schwartzman, not exactly the same yesoid, but primarily the same principle that the machlokes Rambam and Ravid is not totally in the classic hutra dechuya. Rather, it's totally in how do we look at the kohen when he's not doing avoida, vis-a-vis the begadim. Is he doing nothing? If he's doing nothing, how could he wear kalayim? He can't wear a suit of shatnez right now. How could he wear an avnet of shatnez right now? He's not doing anything. If he's arrived, he's going to learn that even if he's not doing avoida, there's a kiyum of the Bigdei Kahuna. Either there's a kiyum in and of itself that wearing them is a mitzvah, or he's nitan la avoida right now. It's like the avoida is in front of him, and that's why it's going to be mutter. So two mahachim, either hutra dechuya, or he's nechshav mekayim mitzvah, or not mekayim mitzvah. Lefi the second mahalach, we can actually answer another kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says, like we saw in the beginning, in Klei HaMikdash, Osir lekayin hedyait leloivshai. It's clear in the Rambam that the only iser of the avnet is for the kayin hedyait. It's clear in the Rambam that a kohen gadol who's wearing the avnet even during his lunch break, even when he's spatzering around the Azara, he has no problem. L'ch'er, the kasha is, ma'ishna zeh mizeh. If you learn that is an iser of shatnez for kohanim, which the Rambam does by wearing the avnet, so ma'ishna kohen hedyot mekohen gadol. And the achrayim, the Beis Halevi, Ramosha Salavechik, and the Rogachover, all give three yesoidas to explain why a kohen gadol is different. Again, the Rambam learns if a kohen hedyot wears an avnet during his lunch break, he's over kalayim. Why? Because he's not doing anything. If he goes for a smoke and he's wearing the avnet, if he's going to eat lunch and he's wearing the avnet, he gets malchus because he's not being mekayim any mitzvah. He's not doing avoida, he's doing nothing when he's wearing this avnet, therefore he gets malchus. Aber zakt di achrainim, maybe the kohen gadol, even when he's not being oved lemaisa, he's not doing a pu'ulas avoida, a maisa avoida right now, he's still doing a mitzvah. He still has a kiyum. And that kiyum allows him to wear the avnet even when he's not doing avoida. They have from the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Sim and Gimel, brought over here also in Marmakot number 8, the Lishmoine begodim yesh tafked af shaloi b'shas avoida. Sherei hatzitz meratza. The tzitz is meratzah when the kohen gadol is wearing the shmoyne begadim, wearing the tzitz. So because he, even when he's taking his break, the tzitz is being meratzah because he's wearing the levishas habegadim, memela, it's mutter for him to wear the avnet even when he's not being oivid with his hands, because the reality of him wearing the big day kahuna is a kiyum of the tzitz meratzah. If it's a kiyum of the tzitz meratzah, of course there's no malchus. Or they bring from Ramesh Shalavetrik in the same shtickle, that because at any moment he could utilize the Urim V'tumim, there's also a kiyum. He has to wear the begadim for the Urim V'tumim. The Urim V'tumim might at any time be megala something. Umekevan sheyesh, the shmoina begadim tafkidim af sheloi b'shas havoida, shuv haifeches levishasam kiyum mitamid, kiyum masmid. So really, it's the same mahalach from the Zayda and from the Zun, from the Beis Halevi and from his son, from his grandson, Ramesh Shalavetrik. But it's the same yisoid. The yisoid is that there's a kiyum when one is wearing the big day kahuna. Is it a kiyum of the tzitzis meratzah, or is it a kiyum of the urim v'tumim? But either way, there's a kiyum, and therefore, of course, there's not going to be any malchus. The same way there's no malchus when he's doing avodah. If you look at the Ragad Shavar, he says something quite similar to the Olam, but a little bit differently. This is brought in the Klalei HaTorah VaHaMitzvos. It is in the title Big Day Kahuna. And he says a little bit more simply, the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna is even when he's doing nothing. Meaning, a kohen hedyot, he only has the heter to wear them when he's doing avodah. No avodah, no heter. No mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, a kohen gadol wearing the begadim has a mitzvah. The big day kohen gadol halavisha hi ha mitzvah. Loi mishum de beloize havi mechusar begadim. Rather, it is a kia mitzvah in the levisha. So memela, of course, there's no malchus. It's not different than him doing the avodah. So very similar to the Beis Halevi and to Ramesh Shalavetrik, but not because the Urim V'tumim, not because the tzitz meratzah, but just because das alein, that alone that he's wearing them, is a kiyum mitzvah. So we came out with a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Can a kohen hedyot wear the avnet not when he's working? The Rambam says no. The Ravid says yes. It's machlokes in the Achronim. What's the understanding of that machlokes? Is it hutcher dechuya, the Ravid, the Shagas Aryeh? Or is it that, is there a mitzvah when the kohen hedyot is not wearing the, when he's wearing the avnet and not doing the avodah? According to the Rambam, there is no mitzvah, no mitzvah, no heter. According to the Ravid, yes mitzvah, yes heter. And with this mahalach, which was from the Briskers and from Lakewood, we're able to also answer why a kohen gadol is different than a kohen hedyot, because the Rambam is clear, a kohen gadol is, in fact, allowed to wear it even not during avodah. And of course, the discrepancy is there a mitzvah for the kohen gadol when he's not being oivid? Says the Beis Brisk, says the Beis Halevi, yes, because the tzitz and ratza does a mitzvah. Says Ramesh Shalavetrik, yes, because Urim V'Tumim. And says the Ragad Shavar, yes, because wearing them alone for a kohen gadol is a mitzvah, as opposed to the kohen hedyot, where there is no mitzvah, and memela, it's going to be aser. Everyone should have a gevaldike Shabbos.